Chapter 17.
Luke forced himself to think, shoved thoughts through his sluggish brain. Someone had just died. The death agonies had lashed out at him through the Force. Ship. It had to be Ship. That was his intent, to put his shuttle and ship along the same line of fire and hope that Ship, knowing the shuttle had no weapons, would be unprepared for a laser battery attack. But Luke, too, would be dead in moments if he didn't regain control of the shuttle. He sat up again, forced his shaking hands to grip the yoke once more. Outside the front viewport, the world spun. Dust storm below, sky above, dust storm, sky. Dad? Dad? Got it, Ben. Even to himself, Luke sounded weary, hurt. He tried to regain control, watched the altimeter numbers plummet. 4,000 meters, sky, dust storm, sky. 3,500, dust storm, sky, dust storm. The starboard wing had now lost all three solar panels and was providing lift only with their support strut. Lift? The fog began to clear from his mind. How good was Snaplance's repulsor lift landing system? Luke activated it, pulsing it at the same moment of each spinning rotation of the shuttle. 3,000 meters, 2,500. The dust storm below was frighteningly close, and it could conceal jagged mountain peaks just below its surface. Vistara, I need normal atmospheric sensors again. Sky, dust storm. The rotation was slowing. They plunged into the dust storm. Luke tried to ease the shuttle into a gentle starboard bank and descent. Air bit wing, the way it was supposed to. The shuttle made one more roll and came upright, the altimeter reading 1,500 meters. Luke blew out of breath. Sensors?
Nearest mountain altitude, 1,200 meters. Maintain current altitude and we're safe. Higher might be better.
Above the dust storm, the Golan weapons platform will definitely see us, Luke said. Now they either can't or are at least dealing with interference. I assume they vaped Ship.
No, Master Skywalker.
Come again?
It missed. It hit something down in a valley. That was the death convulsion we all felt. I almost blacked out. Ship felt it too. It wobbled, then it turned away and ran.
It hit a sill. Luke felt deflated. It killed a sill. A call from the engines got his attention, but the main monitor was still inactive. Look, I'm setting this baby down. Storm winds are kicking us around, and we need to know how badly we're hurt. Any idea where we are?
Dad, we're 62 kilometers southeast of our destination. Come to 137. In that direction, we're safe down to 500 meters, and it gets better the farther we go. That's the descending slope of a mountain range.
Luke turned to the course Bennett recommended and began a gradual descent. There was a shuddering he didn't like from the starboard wing. The engines were losing power, and the less thrust they could provide, the less lift the damaged starboard wing would offer. The repulsor lift seemed fully functional, though. Under direction from his son and Vistara, he brought the shuttle down until he could occasionally see crystal-decorated hilly ridges just a few score meters beneath the keel. By eye and sensor reports, he slowed the shuttle and brought it down to fewer than 5 meters. A minute later, the shuttle was running like a land speeder, repulsors keeping it off the ground, while increasingly bulky ion engines provided rear thrust.
Snaplance is gonna be mad, Dad.
We'll get it restored for him, assuming he didn't arrange this.
Huh?
Vistara sounded snappish.
Ben, be sensible. The mayor volunteered his shuttle and knew our destination. The systems that failed, did they do that because they were being overstressed? Or were they sabotaged?
I don't know.
I don't either. But your father is right. If Snaplance tried to kill us, we don't pay for his repairs.
Luke snorted, amused.